Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Not too bad out there. A little sunshine still peeking through as the sun will begin to go down, and it'll be pitch black in, what, like 45 minutes or something like
that. That's how it works.
Depressing time of the year, unfortunately. We're almost there to the weekend, though. We have a roundtable tomorrow. We didn't have one last Friday because we were off for Thanksgiving. Fred was out of the country. There was no way in hell we could put together a show without Fred here. There's no doubt about that.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
So on the roundtable tomorrow, Jane will be here, Jeff Rainford, the former chief of staff for Mayor Slay, political consultant, and Tim Fitch, former St. Louis County police chief and also county council member. He's awesome. They're all roundtable veterans. They'll all be here talking about a variety of issues. We'll have Paul Hall on entertainment, which will be fun. I can't remember what actually opens this weekend in the theaters or on streaming. Cusimano will be here as we head into the weekend with sports. And then a Friday visit with Mr. Kilmeade. Fred, that's not often very common.
No, it isn't.
Sometimes he gets a little busy on Wednesday and a Thursday. I mentioned Jeff Faulkner with Mr. Blue Sky, which, you
I've been
talking to Jeff for years, and I finally saw Mr. Blue Sky like 2 years ago, and they were unbelievable. It was after I saw the real ELO. So it made even more of an impression. I'm like, these guys are good. It's like, you know, you guys have been talking about the Neil Diamond movie, and I rewatched half of the documentary last night that Greg Koz did. So this movie, Song Sung Blue, which is coming out near Christmas, is about a Neil Diamond tribute. I want to say tribute act, but Lightning, he looks like Neil Diamond. Hugh Jackman plays him in the movie. And then Thunder, his wife, whose name was, I think, Claire, she did Patsy Cline songs. Okay, so that was kind of their thing. He did Neil Diamond, and she blew people away with Patsy Cline songs. But the story, and I'm rewatching the documentary, and I'm just remembering all of these things that happened to them, because you guys were asking me, how do you make that, you know,
how is that movie worthy?
Because Lightning is such a compelling character, and now that I'm watching the documentary, I can totally see Hugh Jackman is going to knock this out of the park. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And Greg Koz, the documentarian who made that film, is going to join us as we get closer to Christmas with the movie. One serious thing before I do something a little lighter as we head into Sue's News. We were talking about the double tap and some of the things, and there's a variety of opinions on this stuff. I mean, again, I can't even keep it track because you got Judge Napolitano on Newsmax, of all places, saying this.
It gives me no pleasure to say what I'm about to say because I worked with Pete Hegseth for 7 or 8 years at Fox News. This is an act of a war crime, ordering survivors who the law requires be rescued instead to be murdered. There's absolutely no legal basis for it. Everybody along the line who did it, from the Secretary of Defense to the Admiral to the people who actually pulled the trigger, should be prosecuted for a war crime for killing these two people.
Okay, but the judge is speaking a bit, you know, over his skis there, because We don't know, and I would say this, and this is what I said with Brad, we need to know exactly what happened here in the circumstances, but there's a very good chance that the circumstances were different. Don't take my word for it. Oh my gosh, ABC News and Martha Raddatz reports.
Tonight, new information. According to a source familiar with the incident, the two survivors climbed back onto the boat after the initial strike. They were believed to be potentially in communication with others and salvaging some of the drugs. Because of that, it was determined they were still in the fight and valid targets. A JAG officer was also giving legal advice. So again, David, that video will be key, and Admiral Bradley will be on the Hill tomorrow behind closed doors.
So this will be interesting today because the Admiral, everything I hear about him is outstanding. So, I know that people who are complaining about the attack are throwing him under the bus, but I don't see people in the military questioning Admiral Bradley and his decision making. And when I heard his resume last night, I heard it from, you know, I played that soundbite from the guy that was on Laura's show last night, who was the former Navy SEAL. He was talking about the resume of Admiral Bradley, and it really is incredible. So we'll have to see it. I think maybe we just have to wait for some facts to come out, but the narrative could change after today. You know, if the Admiral testifies, Fred, you know if that's an Armed Services Committee hearing or what is that?
I don't know which it is, but okay. I know what senators and congressmen saw the video of the second strike today,
okay,
and walked away after seeing the same thing with two different opinions.
Really? So they came out after seeing the video.
Well, with Senator Cotton said totally legal, and you've got Congressman Hines saying totally illegal.
Yeah, so here's Tom Cotton.
The first strike, the second strike, and the third and the fourth strike on September 2nd were entirely lawful and needful. I saw two survivors trying to flip a boat loaded with drugs bound for the United States back over so they could stay in the fight. And potentially, given all the context we heard of other narco-terrorist boats in the area coming to their aid to recover their cargo and recover those narco-terrorists.
Okay, so there's one interpretation. This is Congressman Jim Hines. Jim Hines. Do you know where he's from? Democrat.
Yeah.
Democrat.
There is no such thing as a narco-terrorist. There are very bad narcotics people, cartels, etc., but they're desperate to make this look like it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda because that's the very thin line on which their illegal use of the United States military to take these people out resides.
Just for a moment, outside of the legalities, which are important, I'm not trying to, you know, disregard the Constitution, but I simply cannot believe that this is another hill that the Democrats want to die in. They're more concerned. Listen, this happens all the time. They are more concerned with two drug runners hanging off a boat than they are kids in America getting poisoned by fentanyl and cocaine.
Did you hear do you have the second cut of Jim Hines?
Yeah, here it is. Here it is.
What I saw in that room was one of the most troubling things I've seen in my time in public service.
Give me a break.
You have two individuals in clear distress, without any means of locomotion, with a destroyed vessel, who were killed by the United States.
Who were drug runners, okay? And that they feel this is important, I guess, to them. And again, I don't get why it's a partisan issue. Now, for the most part, it's a partisan issue. There are some crossover, as I indicated. Rand Paul thinks it was illegal. Tom Cotton doesn't think it was illegal. Judge Napolitano says it was illegal. You have what's Turley said on Fox. Have you heard him?
I haven't heard
all?
Him. I know we had Jack Keane
yesterday
say totally illegal.
Well, he
illegal.
Defended it, right? How about showing all of us the video?
That'd be something.
I mean, maybe they can make it more accessible and see if we can see the video and we can judge for ourselves. Because to your point, Fred, that's a dramatically different interpretation from two different people who watched that video. But again, why isn't you would think in a situation like this, because again, why is it politics? Who cares about R and D when it comes to this? Well, they do because it's orange man bad. Anything that Trump does is bad. Now, Rand Paul, on the other hand, he's very strict constitutional, you know, dude, and he adheres to that. Maybe his interpretation is a little different. I just find it amazing that we're talking about this as much as we are, and that Democrats are saying, well, no, those aren't terrorists because it's not Al-Qaeda and it's not, you know, the Taliban. Look, these are people who are having more damage. They're inflicting more damage on our actual country than maybe some of the other terrorist groups that still exist are. So I don't know who gets to put the, you know, the red marker and say you're a terrorist, but maybe we can get that definition settled so we can move on and take out drug boats. I don't know. That whole story kind of blows me away. I'm really looking forward to this conversation at the bottom of the hour with Dr. Siegel. Dr. Mark Siegel, who was with us so much during the early days of COVID and into 2021, senior medical analyst with Fox News, practicing physician at NYU Langone, and he has a book out called, and I've seen him on Fox promoting this several times, called The Miracles Among Us, How God's Grace Plays a Role in Healing. And he interviewed, Sue, our friend Chris Smith, Chris, who was shot in the head. His story became, you know, an episode of 48 Hours. He's being interviewed this week by a group from the UK that's doing a documentary on fatal first dates, which he had. But Dr. Siegel does not have Chris in this book, but I think he's going to tell you that he's going to put him in the sequel because his story is amazing. And this is kind of some of these people, and Chris had this, people who have had like near-death experiences. And some
I
of the
find those interesting.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what the book is about. So we'll talk to him right after Sue's News, and Sue's News is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, as I mentioned, Dr. Mark Siegel coming up. I should have been mentioning Michelle Tafoya is coming up after 5 o'clock as well. We love Michelle, the host of the Michelle Tafoya podcast. She's up there in Minneapolis where all this Somali controversy and Tim Walz controversy is. So she's coming up at 5:04. Let's do this right now.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
We had the fireplace and chimney guy over today. We've got in this fireplace like this ancient insert from the 80s that is supposed to heat the whole house. It's got a fan on it. It weighs 800 pounds. I don't want it there, Fred.
I understand.
And you'd have to burn wood, you know, and these blowers that make all this noise. And we had the guy over and he's like, well, yeah, I could take that out. It's just that it weighs 800 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to cost like a... But it's so heavy that it sits on this piece of limestone, he said. And you can see where the limestone has just a little bit of a crack because it's so heavy. So that's not going to be inexpensive, but that thing has to go. And then because here's what I want. I just want to sit in that room and see flames and have a nice, this is like a box and you can't see, you know what I mean?
How old do you think it is?
I found it in the notes of the house, 1987.
Oh, okay.
And they're supposed to be really good in heating. I'm not.
Hey, by the way, we never got an update. Did the toaster ever start working? The one that was in the wall?
And they're going to have to pull it out to fix it. And I think that means I'll have to do wall repairs. And so then I just said,
I know, but it's such a cool little feature.
I know, it's so cool.
Yeah, oh well.
I don't want to pull it out of there. Anyway. A happy National Cookie Day. I should have told Mark earlier so he could have baked his cookies.
Well, look, I did bake cookies, and I keep... The thing is when I bring you guys cookies, then my wife and daughter complain, where did all the cookies go?
Yeah.
So I've had to take care of the home front. But yeah, I've been baking a lot the last couple of weeks, actually.
Okay,
you have no proof of that. I need to provide some proof.
I'm trying to say that for Fred. And it's also National Sock Day. Which made me recall that when it was my brother's birthday, my mother would always wrap up some socks for me, and vice versa. You know, you got to throw the other kid something. And it was always socks, and I'm like, wah, wah, I don't know if I'd rather have that or nothing.
No, that was the worst present
ever.
It's
just nobody wants socks.
No.
Now, today, I'll take some socks.
Yeah, because
you have
socks, socks have better warming technology and stuff like that. Unfortunately, I buy expensive socks, which is dumb.
That's why I want someone else to give them to me.
Right.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal. It's also National Dice Day. Fred, you play the dice, you roll the dice, what's happening?
No, I don't do dice.
Huh.
I've been doing a lot of dice with my daughter because we do this math game. So
we
roll
that?
The dice. Well, we roll the dice, and it's double sixes, six times six, 36. So
it's
a little tool that they have, and they send the kids home with this, chart. And then what we do is when you have the number, you can fill in almost like a bingo card, and you try to get as much of the board with your numbers as you can.
I kind of like that, are you limited to six times six
is the
highest?
How do you get to
the nines?
You can't get to the nines.
She's going to be really good through the sixes.
Well, you can get to the nines, but you can't get to the... Yes, you can't get to...
Okay.
I mean, the number nine can be there. Right? Can it? No, I guess it can't. A six and a three. A six and a three.
Oh, I see. You're doing it that way.
Yeah. Two die.
Okay.
Right. Fred,
you're not
very
good at math.
Yeah.
None of that makes sense.
What's six times six?
Well, 36.
Okay. Right. So the two dice come up, and it's 36. And then my daughter has to say what that is. What's six times six?
Okay.
And then 36. So you find the number on the board, you fill it in. So then maybe you roll a three and a six. Well, that would be, I was adding. I wasn't multiplying,
18.
Right? Right.
Then what do you do?
So what's three times three?
Again, three times three is nine.
Right. So you do all the numbers. You just can't get past, I guess, 36.
But you never have to do nine times seven.
That's what we're saying.
Not in this particular game.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I've complicated the math game so much this afternoon.
Well,
I thought it was so simple.
Sure you have. You can only make it through. Fred, you can only do it through the sixes.
That's right.
All right.
I think in sixth grade they do three dice. I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe they do more than a six-sided dice.
Maybe they're just teaching the kids how to gamble. I have no idea. I'm going to have to check the alleys.
All right. On this day in history, this is very St. Louis, but I loved it. 77 years ago today, it's 1948, and at 6622 Chippewa, Gus and Edith Belt opened the first Steak and Shake in St. Louis.
Wow.
It was the 26th restaurant in the chain. And they opened it here. He had been working on the Illinois side. He had a Shell station, I guess, that wasn't going particularly well. And he thought, what else can I do? And open this. This, of course, is from my book, This Day in St. Louis History by Joe Sonderman. Otherwise, I would never know that.
Was that the one?
Gus and Edith Belt for Steak and Shake.
Was that the one? At Chippewa and
Morgan Ford? I don't know, because they tore that down.
Right.
I was
going to
look
it up.
That was my
childhood Steak and Shake.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Wait, you worked there?
No.
No, you went there
because
you lived nearby,
right?
Oh,
right.
I see. Okay. And on this day in history, 45 years ago, in 1980, 2 months after the passing of drummer John Bonham, the remaining members of Led Zeppelin announced that out of respect for their fallen friend, they could no longer carry on as Led Zeppelin, which
They made the right. I think they made the right choice there.
We have so many bands that aren't the bands that they originally were anymore. And Led Zeppelin said in 1980, "We're done."
Yeah. What sucks about that is they were one of my favorite bands in the '80s, in the seventies. And I had a ticket to see them at Soldier Field, and John Bonham died, and I never got to go to that concert.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is terrible.
I'm looking forward.
It's more terrible for John dying. Yeah.
Well,
I think,
I mean, yes. I'm looking forward to this. They've got Waymo, the robo-taxi, expanding into four other markets, and St. Louis is one of them. Oh, yes. I want to get in one of those things. First off, they say they're going to test the self-driving ones in Philadelphia, and then they're going to put the manned Waymos here, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, because apparently they have to send the Waymo with a driver until they figure out and kind of map the roads. And then you can go driverless. But I was impressed that we're the next round. Fred, are you going in one?
Well, I would. I would.
I
kind of backed off. You know, before I would say no, not at all. But, I mean, if they're testing it all out.
Yeah, I would. Wouldn't you, Mark?
Really? I might be a little.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Something
I totally would
it.
Do it. We should all broadcast live from our first Waymo ride. I think we'll do it.
When it comes for driving, it's like anyone but me. I'd rather someone else do it.
Well, no. The crowd does not agree.
No,
they did not give us a date on when that's supposed to happen.
And how big is the fleet?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
They didn't say, here's how many we're going to be releasing.
When I had Brad Young on last hour, I meant to ask him, because there's some interesting legal aspects that surround that. Well, maybe we do that next week, Fred, because that is an interesting topic, and maybe we'll know more about the ETA as well.
Oh, that could be. All right, you know, I was giving out, we were talking about this yesterday, the YouTube's number ones in 2025. Well, Mr. Beast, of course, is the top creator. Joe Rogan Experience, top podcast. Morgan Wallen's album, I'm the Problem, was Apple Music's most listened to album of 2025. Morgan reposted Apple's announcement with a caption that seemed to shade the CMAs. He said something like, I like to let my fans do the talking, whatever. And Bad Bunny, who we're all looking forward to, is Spotify's most streamed artist in the world for a record-setting fourth year, but Taylor Swift is still number one in the U.S. And I'm sure a lot of that Bad Bunny thing has to do with people going, who is this for the Super Bowl?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Because when I tried to do a little research on this, and that caught me off guard, but before that, he was the number one streamed artist on the planet, which, you know, it makes a little bit more... Makes more sense that way.
Well, that's true.
He had, like, I was not familiar with him. The only Bad Bunny I have is in my house right now, and he's named Oreo. But the dude does have a huge, huge international following.
I've been listening to a lot of Bad Bunny.
And what are your thoughts?
Pretty good.
So here's
Although
what
I can't remember or name anything he's doing because it's all in another language.
This at the time. Look, I bet he's going to put on a pretty good Super Bowl show. I really do.
Well, he has to at this point.
Yeah, right. There's pressure. I'm going to say, I think it's because I thought last year was terrible, but I think this one might surprise us. That's just a gut feeling.
I can't even remember last year. Who was it?
It was Drake or whatever. One of the hip hop guys that has one name.
Mm. There's so many.
I don't know.
There are 51 Christmas trees this year at the White House and Lego portraits of President Trump and George Washington on display in the green room. I would love to see this. Now, they used to do a PBS, like a Channel 9 would do like a here, let's walk through the White House at Christmas and they'd show all the decorations. But it's Trump, so of course we don't get that. And I would love to see it. And there's a 120-pound gingerbread replica of the White House in the state dining room. And if you go online, I love all the Christmas specials that take me on tours and show me stuff. But, yeah, I don't get to see that. And I really would like to see it. Oh, and I wanted to mention this for Mark, that Zootopia 2 did $556 million internationally over Thanksgiving holiday at the box office. It's the highest ever global opening for an animated film, highest global opening for any film in 2025.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Let me correct myself on one thing.
Yes.
Kendrick Lamar. So it was someone who had two words.
Kendrick Lamar.
It was,
oh, yes.
Usher was 2 years ago. For Kendrick sure. Lamar. The only thing I knew is it wasn't a white dude. That's all I could tell you. I can guarantee you that. A couple of white people slipped into the national anthem and the God Bless America thing at the Super Bowl. Uh-oh. Keep an eye on that. That's a little scary.
Finally, at Sue's News, today's random fact. Early 20th century Pennsylvania Germans considered it bad luck to take a bath or change your clothes between Christmas and New Year.
I like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, you see him on Fox all the time, Fox News senior medical analyst and practicing physician at NYU Langone. He has a new book out called The Miracles Among Us, How God's Grace Plays a Role in Healing. Dr. Mark Siegel is with us this afternoon. How are you, Dr. Siegel?
Great to be with you.
I know that.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good. I know that he's not included in the book, but you spoke with my friend Chris Smith recently, who was shot in the head here in the St. Louis area 5 years ago, 4 years ago, I think, Thanksgiving. And it's an amazing story of recovery. So thank you for doing that.
He's going to be in the sequel for sure. There's a couple of aspects to that, and he fits in with my whole concept of miracles are cumulative. They're not one bolt of lightning from the sky. They don't involve only one person. They involve doctors and patients. They involve healers. They involve family members.
Yeah.
Chris's story is phenomenal because you know it well. He got shot in the head. The woman he was dating got killed. He was visited by his father. Father said, I'll tell you how you know this is me, because my best friend Brett put two marijuana cigarettes into my pocket of my coffin, and only two people know about it, Brett and your mom. He tells his mom, she breaks into tears. Brett verifies it. And, you know, he said to his son,
yeah.
He said to his son, you're going to live. And that kind of message, you're going to live, coming from the great beyond in the form of an angel, that's part of what my book is about. It's about visitations, about visions, about dreams, about prayer, about spiritual realities really being really important in medicine, in healing, in life. Really important message at a time when doctors are getting carried away with the great technology we have and saying, well, that person is homeless. Maybe we should, you know, do assisted suicide. All that is way off. We need to cherish each life.
Absolutely. was there one case in particular that inspired this book? And I know you include even some of your colleagues. Brett Baer is featured in here. I think Shannon Bream as well.
Shannon Bream wrote the foreword. She's a sweetheart. Her particular instance, she didn't name in the foreword, but she's talked about it on the air and talked about it with me openly, that she had a problem with very severe dry eyes that was making her very depressed. And that is true. That happens to a lot of people. That ended up being overcome. And she's a spark plug. She's fantastic. What really inspired this book, I didn't think of it at the time I wrote the book. The book was an exploratory process for me. And in writing it, I learned things that I didn't even realize before. But what's not in the book that probably inspired it was that when my first son was born, I was like a lot of first-time fathers, kind of lost. Mother gets diverted attention to the newborn.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to find my way. I was walking down the street. I see a guy sitting there with a prayer book. He hands me the prayer book, and he says, pray for the health of your newborn son. I said, well, the only problem is you don't know I have a newborn son. I didn't tell you that. He says, I know. Gives me this prayer book, and I went and started becoming religious as a result.
Wow, that's incredible.
And that story is totally true. And it started me down a pathway, a lane. And the other thing that happened that I didn't put in the book that will go in the sequel is that when I was a young resident, we had a patient in the ICU who was a maitre d' at a restaurant, and he hit his head and he went into a deep coma from a traumatic brain injury, and he was thought to never be able to come out of that coma. He was going to be in the vegetative state. His family lined up at the bedside every single day praying for him, and they would say to whatever intern or resident was on duty, look, his heart rate's going up. Look, his blood pressure's going up. Look, his eyes are fluttering. And we would literally, and I don't want to say make fun of this family, but we would look at them, oh, here they go again. Here they go again. A jaundiced look. And that's what I thought the future of medical care for me was going to be, except that after 3 months, the guy suddenly woke up and recovered completely and went back to work at that restaurant, only now he wasn't the maitre d', he was a waiter. And that was it. But he pretty much returned to normal. And that taught me an incredible lesson of not giving up.
Well, you know, and I just thought of this in real time here, because we have another great story here from St. Louis, and it was just made into a major motion picture called Soul on Fire. And I don't know if you know the story of John O'Leary. Have you ever heard his story, Dr. Siegel?
No, I'll play host. You tell me the story.
All right, this is fascinating. So in the 1980s here in suburban St. Louis, he saw some kids playing with gasoline and fire, and he went into his garage, unbeknownst to his parents, and he's like 9 years old or 8 years old, and he lights himself on fire, and 90% of his body, and he is left for dead in the hospital. He's, you know, in really bad shape. We have this amazing baseball legend here who passed away, Jack Buck, Joe Buck's father. Jack Buck gets wind of this story, starts visiting this young boy in the hospital, doesn't know him before this, starts visiting with him every single day. And John O'Leary credits Jack Buck with his survival and his story and his recovery. He's now on the speaking tour. He's written 2 books. The movie came out about 3 weeks ago. It didn't make a lot at the box office. It's going to be on Netflix in January. But John O'Leary's story would be wonderful for your sequel because it is really amazing. And there is a spiritual aspect to John as well. That there is definitely a spiritual aspect to his story. So I can hook you up with him. I think you'd really enjoy that conversation.
And that'll be fantastic. Maybe we'll do a duo on. I'll put him in as a chapter in the book. I'm looking for more and more of these. I'm in the process of accumulating them. I have a quick fire story to tell you that happened the other day. I was in a place in Riverhead, Long Island with my dear son, and it was closing time at the pizza place. Love this pizza place. Love this Italian restaurant. And we got the last 2 pieces of pizza left, or the last 3. And we're sitting there going to pay for it. A guy who had clearly had burns on his face comes up to the cash register, and he says, I'm paying for this pizza. And I go, what are you talking about? I can afford a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
The guy said, I was in a house fire, and no one survived except for me and my girlfriend, because I happened to smell smoke, and I got us out of there, and tragically, no one else survived. And ever since then, he said, I'm giving back to God. And that's what he does. He goes around performing acts of beneficence. And that's
incredible.
We're God's vessel. We're God's vessels here on earth.
That really is amazing. And, you know, for a guy like me, this is where I have to admit, because I can be a little type A and get annoyed by little things. You know, we sit in traffic or whatever. I've been talking about this road closing that's near my house. You put things into perspective with what things, you know, with other people and what they've gone through. I've done this with Chris, Dr. Siegel, because, you know, I think about him and his head injury. He's still got a bullet fragment in his head. And you kind of have to put your life and your little annoyances in perspective compared to some of those things that happen that are far more serious to other people.
By the way, it's a whole bullet he has in his head.
Yeah.
And how dare you complain about the traffic in St. Louis? You should spend the day here.
It's
forget about it.
It's non-existent. I understand. Hey, before I let you go, the book is really something I wanted to shine some light on. It's called The Miracles Among Us. But I know that you were talking yesterday. I have some deep concerns. You know, I have kids that are 28, 25, so they're adults. But I have a 10-year-old. And you were talking about the smartphones. And I've talked about this issue before. There are some serious warning signs out there for parents like me with these young kids with smartphones.
I think this is the best study of its kind yet. It looked at 10,000 kids between the ages of 12 and 13, and it said at the age of 12, about two-thirds of kids already have a smartphone, and they found that those that didn't have one were much less likely to be depressed or have sleeping problems or be obese. Then when they gave them the cell phones, and this is what really makes the study special, when they gave them the cell phones between the ages of 12 and 13, it reversed. You got more depressed. You had problems with sleep, and you gained weight because you're not exercising, because you're on there all night, because it's waking you up.
Right.
And everyone out there should know that those over 14, 90 to 95% of kids have cell phones. This is a train that's left the station, and it is barreling out of control.
And it's the parents, right? I mean, look, I even heard when Sandra was talking to you about this, look, you could see that the parents are challenged because you want communication devices, you want to make sure your kids are safe, but you don't think about some of these long-term consequences, and that's where I'm a little concerned. I'll be honest with you, I have a little difference of opinion with my wife, you know, in our family on this particular issue. So I like seeing studies like this. It arms me with information and ammo.
It, by the way, even with all this going on, somebody like Sandra or somebody like you are great parents. I mean, that her kids are turning out great. The kids will turn out great anyway, but you have to, it increases the pressure on the parent to be more and more responsible and lead by example, involve kids in family matters. That's why Vivek Murthy, the former Surgeon General, came out with a really unexpected advisory when he said, parents are suffering. Parents are under stress. Parents don't know what to do. So it's not just the kids.
Yeah, he's right, though.
Parents.
He's absolutely right. Dr. Mark Siegel, the book is called The Miracles Among Us, How God's Grace Plays a Role in Healing. Is there also a Fox Nation special that people can tune into?
It is out. And the Fox Nation special focuses, I host it and I narrate it, and it focuses on three incredible stories, one from Sudan that you don't want to miss, one Bob Montgomery, our chief of surgery here at NYU, that survived 7 cardiac arrests and a heart transplant. He's incredible.
Wow.
And then the other, the inside look at Steve Scalise's story, Majority Leader Scalise, when
yeah.
he was shot on that ball field in 2017. An incredible inside view of that.
All right. Well, it's all great and perfectly timed for the holidays. Thank you so much for coming on here this afternoon. I'm going to get you John O'Leary's information. You're going to love that.
That'll be in the next one. I love Soul on Fire, a great title. We'll put him in there next to Chris.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Dr. Siegel. Have a great holiday. We'll see you soon.
You too, Mark. Have a great holiday.
That was great. And I love what I've been hearing about the book. And he mentioned Steve Scalise. So if you go to Fox Nation and you watch the special, here's a little clip from that.
Dr. Wenstrup, who normally would have left earlier than that, decided to stay late for practice and was there to then be able to administer a tourniquet to save my life. You know, they initially were putting me in an ambulance. I wouldn't have made it there in rush hour traffic in Virginia. Every second, not every minute, every second counted. And so then all of a sudden a helicopter comes. God answered a lot of prayers that day.
Wow. You know, and he was shot, I think we referenced it, but he was shot during the practice for the congressional baseball game with the nutbag who was from around here, as I remember, from Southern Illinois. Rodney Davis was practicing that day. He was just about to take batting practice because he was still in Congress and was a member of the team. And
jeez.
It's a miracle that Steve Scalise survive that. So I want to check out. I've seen, you know, Dr. Siegel promoting not only the book, which is why I wanted to get him on, but also the Fox Nation special. So it looks pretty. Can you name the band, Sue?
I know it's Stax Records.
Booker T and the MGs.
Booker T.
And I'm playing this today because Steve Cropper died. Steve Cropper, a founding member of Booker T and the MGs. And you know him from different songs. I always like it when, well, I don't like it when people die like this. Yeah. But I like to highlight folks who really played an important role in my musical foundation and probably some of you as well. So that's obviously a very popular song. But listen to this one. This was Sam and Dave in 1967 on Soul Man. Now he, you gotta listen here because they give him a little shout out, all right? So, honey, don't you let me, I'll point it out here. I'm a soul man. Next one. I'm a soul there you go. Man. Play it, Steve. So he gives him a little shout out there in that song. And then, you know, and I mentioned I rewatched this movie. I feel like I can rewatch the Blues Brothers every couple of years. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. But he was in the touring band with the Blues Brothers and then in the Blues Brothers movie as well. Everybody. So Steve Cropper lived down in Nashville, dead at the age of 84. There was a guy, and I don't know if I mentioned this the other day or not, but sometimes I get a little curious when I'm listening to songs, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure you can probably do this on the other music services, but I mentioned I use Tidal, T-I-D-A-L. And they, I'm pressing on something that's called credits, right? Because you can click on the credits, who wrote the song, who's playing on the song, and all this stuff. Well, I click on this thing, and I start looking at the name of the producer that's involved, right? So then I click on the producer's name, and his name is Roy Thomas Baker. I've never heard of him in my life that I'm aware of. But then I start looking at the songs that he produced for Queen, for The Cars, for Foreigner, for Journey, for David Bowie, for Cheap Trick, for Ozzy Osbourne, for The Stones, for Santana, for The Who, for Frank Zappa. And this guy, and then I found an interview. He passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. And wow. I didn't, you know, I might have even mentioned it at the time because I like to follow the music stories. But when I clicked on this guy's name, and here you have an example, Roy Thomas Baker, there's maybe one person in the audience, if that, that's ever heard of this guy. But his fingerprints are on all of these hits. And then I pull up an interview from him that he gave, you know, before he passed away in a publication called Mix Online. And I've always been, I don't know about you, Sue, but I'm fascinated with the process of a singer-songwriter musician coming up with something, noodling around, coming up with a riff or some chords, and then saying, maybe this sounds better, maybe that sounds better, and then adding lyrics, and then having a producer come in and really transform that song into something magical. And what he said in this interview that I read is he looked at it this way, because, you know, some musicians, they produce themselves, right? He said, that's terrible. Don't think about if you're, you know, it's like an attorney. You hire an attorney to represent yourself. Don't represent yourself in court.
Yeah,
go
get
with the
experts,
right? And, you know, he was hired to put another type of ear on it. And it was just really fascinating because I'm just blown away by the amount of songs and records that he produced.
I'll tell you what, if you go to Stax Records in Memphis and take a tour, you could see Booker G and they recorded there. Sam and Dave did some stuff, and I bet he's mentioned in there as well. It's a really cool museum.
Yeah. By the way, he did Bohemian Rhapsody.
Of course,
he produced.
Did.
And this is interesting. So in this interview, he says Bohemian Rhapsody was totally insane, but we enjoyed every minute of it. It was basically a joke, but a successful joke. We had to record it in three separate units. We did the whole beginning bit, then the whole middle bit, then the whole end. It was a complete madness. The middle part started off being just a couple of seconds, but Freddie kept coming in with more Galileos, and we kept adding to the opera section, and it got bigger and bigger. We never stopped laughing. And, you know, he even says it started off as a ballad. And by the end, it was like heavy, and it becomes one of the most legendary rock songs in history. But I love the way that, you know, producers can do things that are just magical with songs that artists can't even do.
Yeah.
So if I had anything in my life, because I wanted to be, and I was in the music business in the 1980s for a while, but I've always had this fantasy, because I think I have a good ear, and if I could learn a little bit, or if I could have back in the day learned how to be a sound engineer, I think I've actually could have done that.
Oh,
because I have a little bit of a knack for that, but it makes me jealous, like filmmakers who can create, because you call them like goosebump moments,
yeah,
right? Where you can create a piece of music or art or television or theater, whatever it is, where the audience reacts and says, wow, that is special. And that's what happens with a lot of these songs and with a lot of the performances in particular. All right, we're going to take a break. Michelle Tafoya is on deck on the other side. I still have some great audio to share this afternoon. And we also have George Rosenthal. You know, I mentioned this 60 Minutes piece that was on Sunday on Polymarkets. Not the biggest fan of the bias on 60 Minutes, but this was one that didn't have any politics mixed in. And it was really interesting. And George knows a lot about the Polymarket site. It's a gambling site where you can pick winners in politics, right? Not in sports. It's fascinating. It really is. And you can't and won't believe some of the things you can wager on. We'll get to that in the next hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.